It is November 20th, 2022. Got Thanksgiving coming up. My throat's still acting up. I'm kind of fighting off a cold this week. So I've been coughing like crazy. But hopefully we can get through this. I got a guest for the first hour and the second hour. Plug the chat rooms, the number 2, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, hoolisblog.blogspot.com, and we're going out over Speak Free Radio and an FM down in Australia, and I think an AM up in New York right now, so welcome to everybody over there. Remember about the book drive going on, folks. Information's on the RBN webpage. That's going on for about another couple weeks. Support the network if you can. So we've got my old producer, my old board op, Ken. We were talking offline, and I was like, well, why don't you come on, man, with all this Q stuff and the FTX stuff and everything else. So audience, say hello to guy that used to answer the calls a lot on the weekends. Ken, what's up, man?
Hey, Robert. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so where are we going to start? What's been going on in your world? You've been paying attention to the Brazil stuff. I'm sure you're still kind of looking at the Q stuff going on, the FTX.
Yeah.
Where have you been really honing
up just like normal, yeah.
Yeah.
The Brazil stuff's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
That's a lot of folks out there in the street.
Yeah. Well, did you see that Lula, this Marxist that just got out of the clink, he's trying to shove through the ability for the state to take all these people's kids? Did you see that was breaking today?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. So if you're out there and you're protesting this, what they consider a stolen election down there in Brazil, the good old Marxists down there want the ability to take these people's kids from them. Yeah, that's breaking all over online.
Well, but the size of those crowds, they better have a pretty big cage for those kids then.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot here with parallels with our election, and a lot of people are really looking at this as some sort of a synchronicity between Bolsonaro and Trump and so forth. How are you kind of looking at it?
Yeah, that's my general impression too. Looks like a repeat, you know, same stuff here, same thing.
Yeah, now tons of stuff's breaking on the Gateway Pundit and other places, Western Journal, about this Branovich character, who's been pretty much AWOL for who knows how long as far as trying to keep any kind of semblance of, you know, any kind of regularity with election integrity and so forth. And so now the Attorney General's office looks like they're going to, you know, put their toe in the water and try to act like they're doing something. What's your thoughts on Arizona?
Well, I mean, I think anybody who's been looking at it, it looks like a total steal. You know, it looks so obvious. I think they have to do something. You know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, look, and I try to look at these things as just an observer and kind of looking at the, let's just say, mood on the street and so forth. A lot of people just want to poo-poo everything. Oh, it's all fake and blah, 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 and blah. But you still have to kind of gauge where the people are during an election period. And the people in Arizona were much more motivated to come out for Kari Lake and Blake Masters and so forth and so on than the other side. And then with the crazy irregularities with, so they test the machines in the days leading up to the election. Everything's fine and blah, blah, blah. And the day of the election, everything just goes to pot. Everything just becomes all screwed up. And it's just, I mean, it's so over the top insane that you know, that they pull this stuff. But as Mark Twain said, I went through that last week, and he had the jaded kind of a opinion if voting merely meant anything, they wouldn't let us do it. But at the same time, I mean, it's just gotten so goofy now that people are getting fed up to the point that I don't know how we get past this.
Well, didn't the one of the candidates, I think it was state treasurer, something like that, didn't she end up getting a couple of 100,000 votes as a Republican more than Kari Lake did in the beginning?
Yeah, well,
it looks like they forgot to steal her election too.
Right. That's like this one anomaly to where this person won their seat easily, and then the rest of the Republicans all in that ticket, all funny things happen to them. Very, very weird.
Right. Yeah, because everybody always goes and votes, you know, for the lower offices, you know, in a different party. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go through, let's get into some of this Q stuff real quick. So on the 18th, 2 days ago, there was another drop. And then the first word is run back. Okay. And I went out and looked at run back and about our company. Okay. It's an election company headquartered in Phoenix, Arizona. Run back election services successfully innovates the process of producing elections for jurisdictions around the country. Founded in 1972 by Chuck Runbeck, we have grown from producing local counties elections. Today, our experience and expertise is trusted to deliver customized election solutions reaching more than 70 million voters. So this place is headquartered in Maricopa County in Phoenix, and it's the first word on this Q drop I find pretty fascinating. So let me read the rest of it. Runbeck, Dominion, Secretary of State's offices, investigators, researchers, whistleblowers, patriots in trusted positions, trust yourself. You've seen the truth. Time to show the world. Focus And then it says focus again, in all uppercase, then the word ascension, Q. So a lot of things moving here in Arizona, and a lot of people are looking at this state. They were really thinking after 2020 with the Cyber Ninjas audit and all that stuff that there was something going to be moving then, which kind of fizzled. And then they ran the same playbook again, it seems, here in this 2022 midterms. Your thoughts on the latest as far as this all kind of goes? Do you think that something's going to move here in Arizona that's going to be some sort of a domino effect, something of this nature?
Well, you know, I would say as far as all the Q stuff goes, you know, I'm not a believer and I'm not a disbeliever. I think we used to agree that it's something, you know, worth looking at, right?
Well, I just look at it, at the very least, I look at it how it impacts culture and how it impacts basically kind of the patriot movement and so forth and so on.
Right. I mean, yeah. You got to look at it. I mean, it is it's significant, whatever it is. Right?
Yeah.
You know, so, whether it's good or bad, you know, time will tell.
Now, there's an interesting anti-New York Times article that Mike King over at Real History Chan put up on the 18th. And it's called I have to go back. But it's about Q, and it says Q and Trump's house coming for the Bidens. And it gets into a bunch of this this stuff, and it's definitely worth a look, and it kind of, you'll get a real rundown on the where this is going. So I'm just going to read like a little bit of it. The reality of a hardcore Trump operative chairing the House Oversight Committee, a powerful body with broad subpoena powers, investigating Hunter Biden's vast criminal dealings and laptop with all of its explosive child sex and drug imagery, portends that we are about to enter the tape delay for normies phase of the storm, which has already taken down much of the deep state. The imposter Joe Biden is about to face the make-believe political and personal destruction, which the real Biden have already received at Gitmo. And this is that kind of real raw news kind of level stuff. Don't worry about Rhino Republicans watering this down and mucking it up. We say that with supreme confidence because the roster of the soon-to-be-in-control majority Republicans on this committee reads like a who's who of MAGA extremists, each endorsed by Trump himself. In addition to Chairman Comer, we have Jim Jordan, Paul Gosar, Jody Heiss, Virginia Fox, and Michael Cloud as confirmed to be. And Marjorie Taylor Greene will be added to the committee in January. So, and it gets on to these, Kevin McCarthy says in 47 days, Republicans will have the gavel and they will be prepared to hold the Biden administration accountable from day one. Our investigations are just getting started. And now he's saying that Schiff and Swallowswell aren't going to be on any of the intelligence committees and so forth. What are you thinking right now about what you're seeing as far as – I don't have a lot of, let's just say, hope in this incoming Republican House. What do you think is going to happen here?
Same with me. I mean, time will tell. Like I said, I'm not a, it's not a belief, you know, not a believer. But it's real interesting and it is important, you know?
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
So this was Q posts from 2020. What happens if Biden became POTUS knowing he took massive amount of bribes to change U.S. policy towards Ukraine, and would Ukraine own and control the White House? And then 4821, what happens if Biden became POTUS knowing through Hunter took massive amounts of bribes to change U.S. policy towards China. Would China own and control the White House? So just 1 month before the 2020 presidential election, a contest which all of QAnondom was absolutely certain Trump was going to win in a landslide, Q cryptically told us that Biden would be installed and then taken down over his family's crooked deals. We weren't listening because we weren't expecting such an amazing twist in the movie. So you had these drops cryptically right before the 2020 election saying what happens if Biden became POTUS, blah, 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 blah. And I'm sure you were aware of that. What's your thoughts on that? Basically, cue the drop saying that Biden was probably going to be installed into the White House.
It's weird. You know, a lot of these drops, the way that they've had these multi-year deltas, you know, it's weird. You know, I don't, like I said, I'm not a believer. It would be nice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If some of this stuff happens, but it's really strange. I mean, that's why it's that's why I'm still looking at it.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, Biden. I basically said I didn't think Biden was going to make it a year, so he's made it two. Just coming up on two.
Barely.
Right. So
I mean, barely
right
made
now.
It, I mean,
think about this. Think about Lugosi stepping down, Clyburn stepping down. There's one more old 80 octogenarian up there that's stepping down from leadership as well. There's three of them. And so it looks to me like now that the midterms have been stolen and it's over, it's like the media is going to turn and let all of this stuff really laser beam in on Biden so they can just get him out of the way. You kind of feeling that now, and then they're going to try to bring in old camel toe with her Jewish entertainment lawyer hubby, Mr. Emhoff, into manage this thing. What's it looking like to you that Biden is very, very expendable now that the midterms are over and stolen?
I mean, as far as the vice president goes, it looks to me like they all hate her even more. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's hard to imagine them letting her into the office for me.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think about it?
Well, he's become such a liability with all the criminal connections. So let's talk about this FTX thing, which could really bring down, the amount of things that have happened, and we've got to get to this shooting as well, but what happened as far as with this money laundering operation in the Ukraine, there's so many crazy articles written and connecting all these dots with Tether and all this other stuff with with this crypto stuff. It's looking like it could really, really. I mean, and this stuff reaches into McConnell. It reaches into McCarthy. Really, really bad stuff going on. So I there almost has to be somebody that's going to get sacrificed over this.
That way to me too. Yeah. I mean, it's having a major impact. On people's wealth, I mean, it's a big deal. It's having a major impact whether or not the mainstream, is going to go down that road or, I mean, it's a big event. Let's put it that way. It's a big event no matter what. I mean, there's going to be fallout from it. Is it going to be political fallout? That it would be really nice if it did.
Yeah. You know, this SBF character, Sam Bankman-Fried, he was set to speak with Zelensky, Zuckerberg, Janet Yellen, and him all on this big event on November 30th. And the New York Times, in partnership with WEF partner Accenture, and I covered Accenture hell a long time ago, and they're all involved with biometric data capture of the all the refugees in Europe and all kinds of strange stuff. And so they were all supposed to have this live event. Kevin Barrett wrote an article called Sam Bankman-Fried on Amphetamines. And it gets into this stuff that and we kind of talked about this off air. The suspicious death of Nikolai Mashigian on October 28th. Mashigian, a leading crypto pioneer and founder of DAI, D-A-I, tweeted on October 27th that the CIA and Mossad and pedo elite are running some kind of sex trafficking entrapment blackmail ring out of Puerto Rico and Caribbean islands. Now, of course, FTX was down there.
Bahamas, yeah.
The Bahamas.
Right.
That they are going to frame me with a laptop planted by my ex-girlfriend who was a spy. They will torture me to death. The next day he washed up on Condado Beach. And then he's talking about Mashigian had been sounding paranoid for at least a couple of months. Sunday night, conditions met, surprise discovery, new opportunity. Now all in on timeline shifting insanity index. Quantum immortality, but for human civilization, a bet that there's no future where negative sum banker global slave agenda doesn't end in extinction. Wish me luck. Three possible futures for me. One, suicided by CIA. Two, CIA brain damaged slave asset. And that kind of goes with kind of what Kanye West was talking about with that Harvey Pasternak character about turning into zombie land.
Right.
And all that stuff. And now Paris Hilton is coming out with a bunch of stuff that she was tortured and stuff in these little kind of homes for disturbed kids that she got sent to when she was a young girl.
Wow, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff that Paris Hilton is, and she's up there working with Senator Grassley about, you know, stuff happening to kids in some of these homes and stuff, really weird stuff. And so, you know, so.
I mean, it looks good. It looks like good things are happening, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, but, you know.
I don't know. I mean.
There's definitely a war going on in the background between some factions here.
No doubt.
And people are dying like this Mashigian character. They know their goal, replacing central banking with a fully decentralized currency system, makes them mortal enemies of the most powerful people on Earth. Additionally, the crypto world, where huge sums of difficult-to-trace digital cash are floating around, often with minimal to non-existent security, smells like an oil spill-sized pool of blood to the oceans full of sharks swimming around out there. Some say the central bankers are the biggest sharks, while the black ops and mafia types they employ are the medium-sized ones. Any way you slice it, sharks of all sizes have plenty of motivation to take big bites out of crypto. So there's an article up on Gateway Pundit, and it's talking about Sam Bankman-Fried may have started the demolition of the deep state. You know, I don't know. We'll have to see, but you've got the G20 meeting, and they're going all in on vaccine passports.
Right.
For international travel, and I mean they're doubling down.
Right. I think. What do you think? They're gonna try to use the crash of the currencies to scare people into using it.
Well, here's the thing. hey Sam, get clip 7 ready. And I you know, it seems like they're probably going to do this under the cover of probably failure in the grid and other things. Go ahead and play clip 7 real quick.
This is Dabu 7 with a heads up here as Americans could see rolling blackouts this winter. People hear about this stuff in the summer, and we've seen it in many states, especially in the past year or two, and it's picking up. Now they're saying that at least a quarter of the country could go into the dark here at the peak of winter. They say that the power grids from the Great Lakes to Louisiana, New England, the Carolinas, and all of Texas are the most at risk of these power supply shortfalls. And they're saying that this is going to happen during high demand periods. This is all coming out of this new report coming from NERC. This is the regulatory body that manages grid stability. They're putting out these warnings saying that a cold snap for an extended period of time, which could easily happen when weather is being manipulated out here, it could spark grid strain. And because of the soaring demand.
And let's get clip 6 ready real quick. And let's go ahead and play that one.
This is Dabu 7. Get ready for a digital dollar. And it's not the digital that all these people out here think that it is. Because the digital that you've been accustomed to knowing is not digital connected to a blockchain. And that is exactly what is coming right around the corner. Been warning about this since 2017, yet it's coming like a freight train, and it seems there's not much anyone's going to do to stop it here. As the CBDCs are being rolled out by the central banks around the globe, this means that every transaction that you make is tracked on blockchain. Your privacy is gone forever. There is no more hiding money under the mattress, in the safe, burying it, none of it. It will all be tracked and traced by the beast establishment. And we've been warning you forever, and it's about to pop off. Right here in front of everyone, we've got Citi and Wells Fargo among some of the major banks here participating in a 12-week test run. And this is to network for digital dollars. And they're going to start to settle things and transactions on this distributed ledger. All practice, if you will, here. And they're saying that a Federal Reserve Bank of New York unit will partner with about a dozen of these banks to test the digital dollar. This is a sign that Wall Street intends to push ahead with its cryptocurrency agenda, despite anything else that's happening out here in the markets, which is all part of some staged events, as it always is. If you're wondering about the nuts and bolts of all this, join me on the live streams where I break this down.
You can stop it there.
Be live this year.
So as soon as this FTX thing happened, Ken, everybody started talking. This is an op to loot all the little people's money. And then number two, to bring forth the massive regulation of the money changers into the crypto sphere and then bring forth the Fed coin or whatever they're going to call this thing, the central bank digital currency. Is that kind of how you're seeing it?
You know, I was thinking about that, and unless they immediately start using the power of that or the control they have of that to shut people up, I don't know. It looks like a real uphill battle to bring that in without a lot of discussion about how it could be used, you know, against people. I mean, people didn't dig it when they, you know, took people's bank accounts up in Canada, you know, for the truckers.
Yeah. Right. All right. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break. Tear it down, fold it and cut it. Tear it down the wall. Got to see bold.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
When I think back to those days of old, all the laughs and the battles that my memory holds, my heart's broken by the tears that I cry, by the tears of a broken man. The memories all you have are not very hard. Got to fight back on those tears to keep up my guard. Nothing lies in plan, but no one else will understand. Blow, 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 north wind. Blow like you're never gonna blow again. The lightning strikes and the thunder blows. I try to keep my life to the Lord. Blow, 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 north wind. Blow like you're never gonna blow again. Like a hurricane, you came and went. I'll never forget a single day.
All right, we are back here on Republic Broadcasting Network. So we're going to finish up this kind of FTX thing and talk about Twitter for a second. We were talking about that off the air, but I'm going to read this little thing. The unfolding scandal, fraud of the collapse of FTX is not just some minor financial disaster. This is global, and it's going to ensnare many seemingly smart people who mistakenly believe that if you're engaged in cybercurrency transactions, you could hide from law enforcement. Whoops. They apparently did not take the time to understand blockchain. The security of blockchain will be their undoing. So they were talking about how many billions got sucked out of FTX, and then magically, almost the same amount, $37 billion, Obadon announces $37 more billion for Ukraine, bringing the total this year to a click or two over $90 billion. on top of whatever SBF's FTX company funneled through that sad sack international money laundry match, soon to be the darkest backwater of a European failed state since Field Marshal Melchior von Hatzfeldt of Westphalia left Bohemia in a corpse-strewn wasteland after the Battle of Jankau, 1645. See, this is the point, though. When you look at Schneerson and all these guys that talked about clearing out the cattle for the Khazaria 2.0, this homeland. So watch for a freaking Marshall Plan when this whole thing's done to rebuild the Ukraine. And guess who's going to move in there? It's going to be a second year Israeli kind of power sector. And Tex Mars, hell, 20 years ago was talking about this. Doesn't matter how much money we pound down that rat hole, you understand, because by the time various parties, the weapons makers, Zelensky, sundry members of the U.S. House of Representatives and Senate, the Biden family, World Economic Forum are finished creaming off their fair shares, poor Ukraine won't have enough cash on hand to replace six fuse boxes, blah, 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 blah. So your thoughts as far as how this is going to basically be a contagion into other crypto, Ken?
Yeah, it looks like that to me. I've never been, you know, really into it. I don't have any crypto. Just kind of looking at it from the outside, it's definitely going to affect all crypto. I mean, from what I could see. Have you ever seen the stuff called, what is it, Goldbacks? Have you seen that? It's a currency. They started out in Utah. I think that's where they make them. And then because they passed a law where they could have local currencies. And what it is they actually embed, you know, a certain amount of 24-karat gold into the actual bill, each bill.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you seen that?
I've heard of it, I think, yeah.
There's four states now that have it: New Hampshire, Utah, Wyoming, and Nevada. So they all have their own version of it. It looks pretty nice. I think something like that is nice because, like, they have a bill. It's called a one. And what they do is they have a lot of businesses that'll have signs up or whatever that they'll trade in those currencies, and everybody looks at a calculator and the actual rate to U.S., you know, notes varies. So they'll look up what it is. I think today one of those is worth $385. You know, tomorrow it may be worth $390. Who knows? Mm-hmm. To me, something like that would be nice. I mean, you literally have the gold in your hands. They got some kind of technology where it's embedded into the bills. And then you're able to trade gold in smaller amounts. You know, how are you going to go take a gold coin and buy some groceries, right?
Right.
So, I think yeah. Some kind of gold, some kind of metals or some kind of commodity is what we really need, you know.
Yeah. Now,
I don't know about the whole crypto thing. You know, yeah, I don't claim to.
A lot of people are still talking about Bitcoin because of its decentralized nature and so forth. And
right.
And this is why they're really at war with Bitcoin and the rest of that. So let's talk about this shooting real quick in Colorado. So. You at a place called Club Q, a gay nightclub, Club Q, okay, and Q has came out and been dropping, okay, and now you have Lauren Boebert, and she's also in a different district in Colorado, but she's been declared the winner, but not basically officially yet, and just so. And they're all throwing her under the bus right now. All the left-wing media, just type in Lauren Boebert in your browser, and you'll see all the, oh my God, her response to this massacre is unacceptable and all this. So basically she owns Shooter's Grill, okay, a restaurant in Rifle, Colorado, where staff members were encouraged to carry firearms openly. She's best known for her gun rights advocacy, in particular after a confrontation with Beto O'Rourke, Beto the Dork, on policy over semi-automatic rifles. Okay? Yeah. So her election is razor thin. Then they run this op, what it looks like. You know, a lot of people are calling this out. And then the kid, 20-something-year-old, FBI, there's a guy from the New York Times that deleted a tweet that the FBI, this kid was on the FBI's radar, all the same stuff like in Buffalo. Very, very weird that this is all kind of coming out right now. What's your thoughts on this shooting?
Yeah, it seems just like another sequel, same MO. Yeah. On the FBI's watch list, crazy person. After all these years, it seems like they could pull these out pretty quick anytime they want one, you know? But it doesn't seem to have worked for them so far. I don't see it, you know, changing anybody's mind. Do you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll see how – you got to wait how this thing – it takes some days to see how the media runs with something.
Well, what do you think about the media itself? I mean, about how many people even really care about it at this point compared to, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. So I'm sure you saw this. FBI reportedly had up to 8 informants in the Proud Boys on January 6th.
I heard about that. Yeah,
that was all over the New York Times and so forth. So if they're admitting this, okay, 8 informants, how many actual agents were embedded? Because Chris Ray, this guy would not answer questions about how many people they had that was dressed up as Trump supporters. He wouldn't say yay or nay to that. I mean, this entire January 6th thing, unfortunately – was run, by, you don't know how many freaking, you don't know how many agents were embedded in this whole thing, but it's absolutely insane.
Well, it's probably just like, the Ku Klux Klan, quote unquote, stuff. It was basically, you know, it was all run by informants or, you know.
Yeah.
Or government, people.
Yeah. Let's play, Mr. Producer, get clip 4 ready. Let's talk about Chuck Schumer for a minute. So remember from Charlottesville and even pre-Charlottesville, the whole thing with talking about replacement was an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory, blah, 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 blah. And anybody that talked about white replacement, white genocide, the great replacement, all of these things was a paranoid kook. People that brought up Barbara Spector and all that. Oh, my God, that's just conspiracy theory. Let's play clip 4.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
All right.
Now more than ever.
Go ahead. You can stop it there.
So which is it, that automation is taking over or we need more people? You know, pick one.
Right. So here's the thing. and this was from earlier in the year, and I actually wrote this. I mean, I read off this earlier in the year. Pro-abortion Jewish Senator Chuck Schumer supports anti-abortion group in Israel. Okay? So Chuck Schumer, one of the most rabid and unwavering pro-abortion advocates in the U.S. Senate, has managed to avoid any scrutiny in the mainstream media for his support for EFRAT, an anti-abortion group for Jewish women in Israel. And so, see, for the goyim, and especially the white goyim and American goyim, he wants to whack these goyim and then bring in these replacement people because they're not the download from freedom or liberty or any of the stuff from the founders of the country. So you're bringing in people foreign to our ethos and so forth, much more easily to bring in an authoritarian system. But in Israel, Committee to Rescue Israeli Babies markets what they call an inner aliyah, the increasing Israel's Jewish population, not by flying in new immigrants, but by pumping up the birth rate via anti-abortion counseling and substances. So you see, for Schumer, it's all about being pro-life for Jews, but he's about being pro-death for Americans, especially American citizens, so then they can bring in the invaders from all over the rest of the world, and then it'll be much easier to march us into basically a socialist totalitarian system here. Very, very insidious.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much par for the course, but it looks like to me that it's a lot tougher to keep that, you know, information from a larger and larger and larger, you know, amount of people. So, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for them, I think, unless they just, you know, do a total shutdown of communication. But, you know, they need communications too. And yeah. It, you know, they use communications, you know, for their benefit also. So I don't know. It's looking tougher for them to me. You know,
yeah,
I would say things have gotten better on the information side, you know, for more people over the last number of years.
Yeah, it remains to be seen because the ratcheting up of the pinchers of tyranny, they feel that they have to really, really go for it, or possibly there's enough people that are going to be able to mount an effective resistance to the final nails in the coffin of tyranny. But it's just fascinating how they promote abortion, tranny stuff, and then at the same time poisoning everything, the food supply, these injections,
right,
which are probably sterilizing large swaths of people. The massive sperm drop, allegedly. You know, you read all these stories. Oh, my God, all the sperm counts worldwide are going way, way down. Well, they're not having that big a problem in the Arab world or in Africa. They're breeding like rabbits. So I think this is a more of a
psychological.
Or
targeted.
Targeted, yes,
yeah.
Towards
right.
People they don't want reproducing, which is basically their white, traditional, patriotic, Christian type of people.
Well, yeah, that's not hard to believe that, you know.
Yeah, so let's talk about Twitter for a second. What's sure. Your thoughts on we were talking about it off the air. What's your thoughts on Trump getting back on Twitter? Do you think he's going to go back? Do you think he's going to stay on Truth? What do you think is going to go on there?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to officially come back there, but I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't put his Truth Social stuff, you know, on that account. I mean, I think they would say that it is, not try to act like he was doing it, right?
Yeah, I think they ought to just link whatever he posts on Truth.
I think they'll end up doing something like that. That way he doesn't go back on his word that he's not going back on Twitter, right? Mm-hmm. But they get to put it there and yeah, I think that would work for both sides, you know, both parties.
Let's see. Where do you want to take this, Ken? We've got about another 10 minutes. What do you, anything that's pressing on your plate that you wanted to get out?
Well, whatever it is, I think it may be a really tough ride. It might be a rough ride here for us. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a rough ride, you know? So I would just tell people, you know, hope for the best and prepare for the worst, really.
Yeah. Did you see this one? This popped on the Daily Mail the other day. Dozens of court docs relating to eight of pedophile Epstein's associates, including billionaire hotel magnate, will be unsealed after judge rules public interest outweighs the right to privacy. And so
I just saw that today.
Yes. So the judge overrode objections from, wait for it, Tom Pritzker, the billionaire executive chairman of the Hyatt Hotels. Now, you know that's J.B. Pritzker's family. That's Penny Pritzker's family. So the governor of Illinois, in about another month and a week, the Safety Act goes into place over there, which is like destroying cash bail. You can murder somebody, and they're going to just book and release you. You know, I'm sure you saw the guy that ran over all those police recruits in L.A. They booked and released him. Ran over 25 police recruits. Did you see that one?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so these are demoralization, psychological warfare on the people, demoralization operations to just get people to be like, you know, thinking that the world has just gone berserk.
But now, didn't they get rid of the DA in San Francisco?
Chesa Boudin.
Yeah.
Now you know I think he was recalled.
I think they had a vote. I think they got him out.
You saw Larry Krasner, the Jewish DA in Philadelphia, just got impeached. You see that one?
I did see that.
Yeah, so, I mean, they don't impeach people for hardly anything anymore. It's that bad up there in Philadelphia. So the Senate and the Congress up there, the House, I guess, impeached him, and they're going to have maybe a trial in the Senate. So this Krasner character, because, I mean, if you watch some videos of Philadelphia, it's God. Down there in Kensington Avenue, I've talked about it on the broadcast all the time.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's Kookville.
That anybody would allow that to happen, it's just crazy. You know?
Yeah. We were talking. I was like, you know, I signed back into my Twitter account, and I just started digging around, and it's changed a lot, and. And I had it on my phone for a day, and I was just kind of messing with it. I'm like, I don't like how this thing makes my mind feel. It makes me, because I haven't been on any kind of social media for a few years, and it's just like Twitter drove me berserk. That Twitter drove me berserk in a day. I was like, I'm getting rid of it on my phone. I don't even want to worry about it.
Yeah, you don't need it. Yeah,
it's overload.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't
overload.
Need it. It's probably a good thing. You're probably doing yourself a good favor, just staying off as much of that as you can, and still gathering, you know, the news that you want to know about. So, I would say that's a good exercise.
Hey, so have you been? I'm sure you've been seeing like this stuff with allegedly cell phones kind of triggering. People, like, you see in all these videos and Rumble and
BitChute. I did, you know, I saw that the other day, and my first thought was it would be really tough to have some videos of people dying with a cell phone in their hand when you look around and so many people have a cell phone in their hand anyway.
Yeah.
So that was my thought on that. Could it be possible? Of course, it could be possible, but I kind of doubt it. I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but, you know, just because somebody died with a cell phone in their hand, I mean, shit, people have, they carry these things around like they're attached. So, yeah. That's in itself is not enough evidence to me. I actually saw a video pop up on BitChute that showed, I don't know, two or three people, you know, with a cell phone in their hand. And to me, that's not enough evidence, right?
Yeah. This is on the Information Liberation. Elon Musk restores Trump's Twitter account, tells ADL's Jonathan Greenblatt to stop defaming me. So for Elon Musk to allow Trump back on Twitter, ostensibly after a brief poll, shows he is not remotely serious about safeguarding the platform from hate, harassment, and misinformation. That was Greenblatt. And then Elon Musk said, hey, stop defaming me. Because, of course, he's from the Anti-Defamation League.
Well, oh, yeah, that does remind me that, you know, there's been a lot more talk like that on Jones's show. There, it's like they're allowing a lot more people to bring up those topics.
Well, yeah.
Then they
Harrison Smith in the mornings really goes at it pretty hard. I think he goes after the Jewish control faction harder than pretty much. I think Owen Schroyer is the softest when it comes to the Jewish question.
And well, then, even at that, I've heard some shows where he let people call in for an hour and talk about it. So
yeah.
It just seems overall they've lightened up on, you know, trying not to discuss it, I guess.
Well, I think the Kanye Kyrie Irving stuff has really
that's what triggered it. Yeah.
And the James Chappelle Saturday Night Live thing.
Yep.
I think it's kind of forced them to be like, dang, man, all this going on, we're going to have to at least tolerate people that, you know, call in and talk about, you know, the Jewish question. So the right. Nazi, quote unquote, who threatened attacks on NYC synagogues is actually Jewish. Another one of these.
Another. I mean,
this is on National File. So the kid's name is Matthew Maurer. Maher of Manhattan. And basically his lawyer's sitting there saying, well, he's Jewish and he's a descendant of Holocaust survivors. So he's threatening his New York City synagogue. He's Jewish. And so his lawyer's trying to, you know, blunt his charges by saying, well, the kid's Jewish and his grandfather was in the Holocaust survivor. It's just goofy.
I mean, I don't ever recall anybody who wasn't almost who was doing that with the Nazi, swastika painting and things like that. I don't really recall anybody who wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
thanks,
Ken,
for having
the
me
end
on
of the hour.
Tonight. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Take care. We'll talk. See you.
All right. Take care.
And now I've got a lot to lose. I've got a lot to learn. And no time.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central. To the alternative media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.